Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Welcome everyone to another edition, a playoff edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. The playoffs are set. The seeding is set. The dates are set. Your Orlando Magic are one of the final 16 teams alive for an NBA championship. And the playoffs officially start on Saturday. We have all the games for you, all the breakdowns for you. The Magic get a good win last night in Charlotte, taking down the Hornets, a game that they had to win for their playoff lives to try and stay alive. But the Magic get the victory, and they now finish 42-40. And I just thought an unbelievable performance, down Jonathan Isaac, down Nick Vucevic, and the fact that you're able to weather that storm, undermanned team, and beat a desperate Charlotte Hornets club who was playing for their playoff lives. And probably about midway through the second quarter, they realized New York was going to roll over and lay an egg. So I think that took a little of the wind out of their sails. Then it became, let's win this for Kemba. Let's get 75 points for Kemba Walker in what could be his last game as a member of the Charlotte Hornets. They went to him often. He produced often. He finishes with 43 points. He was tremendous in that performance last night. But his Hornets did not win, Aaron Berlin. The Magic win. And I think the most impressive thing to me was, here's a team that could have easily said, okay, you know what, we'll let off the gas a little bit. We clinched in Boston on Sunday. This is our chance to, yeah, we'll get a couple of new guys in there, and maybe they can kind of make a name for themselves a little bit, and we'll try to feed Jarrell, we'll try to feed Emile. No, every one of those guys, Aaron, went in there wanting to win that basketball game, and they did it, behind the Human Torch, who had 52 threes last night. I mean, it was how much fun was that to watch?
Well, I'm pretty sure Terrence Ross is still on fire from last night.
No question. It
just has not been extinguished yet. But that was the amazing thing. You know, Dante, I was a little worried in the first media timeout when Charlotte came out and they were playing so aggressive and they looked so good and they looked turned up. And then it was just like the same thing that happened in that game in Miami. You know, the Magic weathered that early storm and then kind of took control of that basketball game and never looked back. And you know what? DJ Augustine has been so good for this team down the stretch that it's really a credit to him. But you know what? It's the same thing that you said every night. Everybody in that basketball game came ready to play, and it's the same thing that I think that we've talked about. They're all working for one goal, which is so beautiful to see from a professional team because it doesn't always happen. But when everyone is working in sync together, it's a great thing.
Oh, it is, and they're all tied together. We're going to touch more on that, and we're going to talk playoffs with Jeff Weltman, president of basketball operations. Jeff Weltman going to join me here in about a minute, so you certainly don't want to miss that. But before we bring in Jeff, let's get you the playoff schedule. Here is the schedule. We begin on Saturday at 5 o'clock in Toronto, so that is game number one. Game two, Tuesday, April 16th in Toronto at 8 o'clock. Game 3 will be back home. So the first home game of the series will be this coming Friday, April 19th, 7 o'clock at the Amway Center. Game 4 will be Sunday, April 24th at 7 o'clock at the Amway Center. Then Game 5 is Tuesday the 23rd. Game 6 is Thursday the 25th. And Game 7, again, if it goes this far, will be Saturday, April 27th. OrlandoMagic.com/tickets. OrlandoMagic.com/tickets. Well, we know the postseason destination. We know the opponent. It'll be the Toronto Raptors. We have a schedule. We know the first game will be on Saturday at 5 o'clock. And to break it all down, Orlando Magic president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman, kind enough to join us. And, well, Jeff, I guess I would ask, first of all, congratulations. It's a quick turnaround. It's a quick turnaround. So did you get plenty of rest after we landed last night?
In minutes, I got a lot. In hours, not as many.
not as much. Well, let me know. You're familiar with Toronto. Obviously, that was your stop before here. So what are some must-do things? We got a couple of off days. You'll probably be more tied up than I will. So can I, if I were to bounce around and visit a few things, what should I do up there?
I'll give you a couple of restaurant suggestions. And, you know, it's a good walk-around city, although I think I'm not sure how accommodating the weather is going to be. We'll have to figure that out when we get up there.
Yeah, sounds like that's probably pretty common this time of year. But, well, Jeff, just break it down for us. Your club finishes 42-40, really a terrific season. You end up with the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference. You had to win 10 of your last 13. You win 11 of your last 13, but you clinch in Boston. Just kind of take us through the entire season and how proud you are of this group right now.
It's hard. You know, it's been a long year, man. You know, these NBA seasons are long and they're a grind, and you know, they have a whole bunch of kind of false finishes where you think, you know, this is it or this is, and you just got to keep plugging away because it's never over. And it's just such a long season. I'm really, really proud of our group. You know, from players, coaches, staff, everyone, really came together. They supported each other, and it takes that to get through these seasons successfully. And, most importantly, I think that, you know, every day we get tighter and tighter and believe more and more, and we're kind of, you know, our best is coming out at the right time.
Boy, I love that term, false finishes. And there, you know, in years past, this is a group that might not been able to overcome some of those false finishes, but they did. Just touch on the resiliency and the belief that this team seemed to show here down the stretch. When did you start to see that belief, and how important has that been to what they were able to accomplish?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to answer the second part of the question first, that's everything. You know, you can't do anything without believing that you can first do it, right? So I think that that's just been something that coach has instilled in our guys. I think that we have the right sort of, you know, personality in that our guys play for each other. They really care a great deal about winning. And I think that coach has done a great job of just presenting them with a very fundamental way to play that will be successful. And the more that they saw that could put them in a place to succeed, the more they bought in, the more they sacrificed, the more they supported each other. And, you know, it snowballs. And that's kind of... you know what you want. That's how you want the season to track. You want to feel that sense of growth throughout, so that when you hit this part of the year, you know, you're trending up. And I feel that right now our guys are believing that.
No, you're exactly right. Speaking with President of Basketball Operations Jeff Weltman and Coach Cliff, the last couple of days and really weeks has been raving about the working relationship with yourself, with John, this environment in general here in Central Florida, the working conditions, everything just flowing and the chemistry between everyone. What has Cliff meant to this whole process, and how much of a breath of fresh air has he been for you?
He's been great, man. You know, I'm just so thrilled that he's part of, you know, what we're doing here. And you know, he's been such a huge part of you know, helping us turn the corner. You know, his leadership and his directness and his creativity have all, you know, just meant the world to our team. And I always say, you know, coaching is 1,000 little things. You know, it's 1,000 little things. And how do you convey all those things in limited number of practices, and you want players to kind of like do this right and that right? He's got a gift of reducing all those things into a very like simple template of, if we play this way, we'll win. And it's a lot easier said than done, and it kind of like looks simple, but it's a very complicated mess to take and translate into an easy language. And he's got a really good way of doing that. And you know, what you need to see success through that is time. And so, you know, as the season's progressed, you know, I think you see us play more consistently, showing more of an identity. As another coach that I used to work with would say, the face of our team has become more consistent. And it's an identity that when you play our team now, you know that you got to beat us. And, you know, that's what I think coach has brought.
No, you're exactly right. A way to play, purpose of play, all those things you just mentioned too. I mean, he's instilled that right from the beginning. And Jeff, I think about that. I don't know what your expectations were, and I don't know if that's even a good word. Some people cringe at that word, expectations. But at the start of the season, you know, you obviously want to get better and improve as the season goes on. But to be sitting here as one of 16 playoff teams, when you look at outward expectations, they weren't that high. From a national perspective, they weren't that high on this team. To have surpassed all of that and to be sitting here in the postseason has got to be quite an accomplishment for you.
Yeah, you know, Dante, I kind of agree with what you said earlier about just, you know, the word expectations and accomplishments and all that. I really never apply any labels to anything that we're doing, you know, set our goals. It's just about working towards winning, you know, and everything that we do, you know, organizationally has to be about winning. You know, I always tell our guys, like, whenever you have a decision to make, the first filter is, does this affect winning? And I think that, you know, as a group, we're getting there. And you know, we don't want any walls. We don't want any boundaries between performance and coaching and management and plays. It's this, we all want to support each other, and all of our work bleeds over into the next quadrant. And so, you know, that's just work, you know, it's just doing good work and it's trying to win. And so I don't really look at like the expectations. Like the only expectation that we have is that we show up and we work hard and we work the right way. And we'll let the pundits, you know, decide how good we're going to be. I will say that, you know, once you surprise people, if you can maintain that level, and that's the next thing we have to prove, you know, then it becomes more challenging, you know, when you're expected to do well, you know. So now, you know, you're not going to catch anyone by surprise, and you know, you have to raise your own focus and intensity to where, you know, you can kind of be the first guy to punch every night. And that takes another level of discipline. So, you know, we're learning these things as we go, and I'm confident that we'll get there.
You know, what's interesting is speaking with President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, is what you said. Now they're in the postseason, they're going to get to experience that, and you'll have your eyes on that and kind of how they adjust. And the mantra has been want more, and okay, you made it, great, now you turn the page and you want to have some success in the postseason. So what do you watch for with this group? What changes? What is so great about a team making the postseason and the lessons that this group is about to learn?
You know, Dante, it's so funny that you asked that, man. I've been saying for the last few weeks, to me, the real experience benefit of what we've been going through and what we're about to go through has been the last few weeks. It's basically a team that hasn't won recently. Now you're fighting for a playoff spot and you show up every day and there's a togetherness and there's a sense of loyalty to each other. There's a sense of responsibility to each other because nobody wants to be the guy that kind of like is the broken link in the chain. So I don't want to be the guy that let us down. So I'm going to serve my teammate. I'm going to sacrifice. And that's how a team really turns the corner, and that you carry with you. That doesn't just go away when the game's over. That stays with the team, and that's how young teams grow up. When you actually play in the playoffs, I guess this is my own thought, but I almost think it's a little bit like the Wizard of Oz. You pull the curtain back, and you know your heart's beating 1,000 miles a minute, and all this. It's just a basketball game.
Yeah. Right.
And part of the experience is taking that initial adrenaline and the excitement and all the stuff that you've heard about your whole life. And then the game sets in and it's just a game, you know. Now the mistakes are more magnified. You don't have 81 more to play. You have 6 more to play.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So the mistakes are more magnified and everything has a little more weight because of that. But when you get down to it, you just get into the flow of the game. And if we continue to be resilient, continue to keep the same focus that we've shown, I think one of the points of experience that our guys will get to go through is to see that the playoffs is just a basketball game. You know, it's really the buildup, the last few weeks, that changes the mentality of a team. And hopefully that stays with us as we go forward.
Well, that's terrific insight. And we've seen that. They've won 11 of 13, and they certainly have. Okay, Jeff, we got to duck in a quick break. Hang in there. We'll be right back with you. The Magic win last night. You win, too, with Papa John's Pizza. Magic fans, you're getting 50% off your regular menu price all day today. PapaJohns.com. Use that promo code MAGICWIN. Promo code MAGICWIN. Oh, and they did last night, and it was beautiful. 42-40. on the season for your Orlando Magic, now seventh in the Eastern Conference. More with President of Basketball Operations Jeff Weltman when we return to Magic Drive Time in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Exciting news, Magic fans and pasta lovers. Olive Garden and the Orlando Magic have teamed up for a delicious giveaway. When the Magic make 3 or more dunks during a home game, everyone in attendance receives an offer for free soup, salad, and breadsticks. Just look for a text code during or after the game to redeem. Grab your tickets for the opportunity to score this mouth-watering deal. Then show off a few sweet dunks of your own at Olive Garden.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game. If you missed your chance to get Orlando Magic playoff tickets, well, really the only way you can get them now is by getting season tickets for next year. 407-89-MAGIC, 407-89-MAGIC. You'll get to watch all of this next year in full, but you'll also be guaranteed access to playoff tickets for this year. So certainly encourage you to do that. 407-89-MAGIC. Absolutely love the support in Central Florida for this Orlando Magic team. Let's rejoin President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman. You had Terrence Ross with you when you were in Toronto. What is different about Terrence Ross right now? What are you seeing? It seems like a guy that's grown up, he's matured, and he knows his role. What do you see with Terrence Ross out there on the floor?
Well, I think you just said it. You know, I think, T came to a team as a very young guy with that was having success, and he was playing behind 2 all-stars. And, now he's on a team where he's at a different stage of his life, you know. He's a dad. He's a husband, and he's growing up, and he's, I think, found a situation that fits him. I think, coach has really helped him slot right into his strengths, and T has embraced it. And, he's just at a different level of maturity right now. He's really coming into his own, and it's a lot of fun to see.
Oh, it's got to be for you, especially since having him from the beginning. How surreal for you going against your former employer here? Is this kind of, are you kind of indifferent to that whole thing, or is it a little bit surreal?
It's not fun. Gotcha. I guess in the NBA it becomes a natural instinct to just compartmentalize everything, you know? So you just make it about the game and about the moment. And honestly, like, that's all we're focused on right now. So just as we talk to players, as we talk about what we need to do to succeed, to win this game, to win this series, our focus just remains on that, it's kind of something that you just kind of grow accustomed to doing, because you're always playing against friends or, that sort of thing. And having worked there for 4 years and recently coming here, obviously, like, there is a human side to that, but that all gets compartmentalized and swept to the side for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, there you go. You can revisit that in a couple of weeks. Jeff, I want to get your thoughts on, so much has been made about the addition of Michael Carter Williams. Just talk to us about how impressed you've been with him and how he's kind of hit the ground running, and he's been as critical as anyone to this run. It's just a terrific pickup, especially the time of the year that you got him.
Well, we were just lucky that Michael was available, and that we were able to find a player who specifically addressed what we needed for our team to function, and then you layer on top of that the fact that John had him in Milwaukee, and most importantly, that Cliff coached him.
Right.
And so he walks in knowing exactly what Cliff needs for him to make us successful. And, his skill set, from that second unit, defense on the ball, pushing the ball, getting our guys into their sets, making sure, you know, our second unit is a very kind of specifically run design with Cliff and with T. Ross kind of, you know, being our point producer in that unit. And so it's a very kind of like slotted role. And, you know, MCW's skill set just perfectly aligned with it. And like I said, the fact that, you know, Cliff had coached them already. And I think, you know, then you add the last layer, which is, as I always say, it's not who always, it's when, you know. And sometimes you get a guy at the right time, you know. And I think Michael has a lot to prove. And I think we, you know, we're a good fit, you know. So he's been terrific. I think he's, you know, really given us a huge boost. And he's been everything we could possibly have hoped for when we picked him up.
All right, Jeff, last thing I'll ask you is for your group to be successful here in this seven-game series against Toronto, they'll have to do what? I think we've seen a lot of it the last couple of weeks, but what will you be watching for this team to have success in the playoffs?
There's no one thing to say except just play the sort of basketball that we've been playing. You know, play together, play smart, be resilient, just keep coming. You know, I mean, honestly, you know, Dante, it's one of the things that we first said when we came here a couple of years ago. We want fighters, you know, and our team's been fighting. And we have to be able to withstand the newness of the playoffs to some of our guys.
Right.
And shed that quickly and just fight, you know, and the rest of it, we'll just let the chips fall where they will.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I look forward to, hopefully I can buy you a Tim Hortons when we're up there. You probably have a more sophisticated coffee shop somewhere, do you?
I got a few neighborhood spots, but
there you go.
I'm not sure I'm gonna leave the room a whole lot this week.
No, that's right. You'll be busy. Well, best of luck. This is a lot of fun, and now it really gets going here in a couple of days. Thanks so much, Jeff, and good luck.
Thank you, Dante.
All right, thanks so much. Great job as always, President of Basketball Operations, Jeff Weltman, kind enough to join us here on the program. And yeah, it's got to be. I love that comment. Well, it's not fun going against your former employer. I can certainly see that, but it certainly is going to be fun for him watching his team and how they react to their, really, for a lot of them, their first ever postseason appearance. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. We know our schedule. We know when we're playing. We know who we're playing. Oh, this is going to be fantastic. This is why we do this. The playoffs start on Saturday at 5 o'clock. That means 4:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 4:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a great night, everyone. A couple of days from playoff basketball. Let's do it.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.